These lines explain the method of meditation on special insight with respect to ultimate reality. The mind that single-pointedly concentrates on suchness sees nothing but vacuity after rejecting the object to be refuted. Nothing appears to that mind except vacuity. The mind that is absorbed in selflessness discards the basis of all misconceptions. It is therefore referred to as one that is free of concepts and analysis, a single-pointed mind beyond expression. When the mind single-pointedly meditates on suchness, it is described as absorbed in suchness and entering suchness. When clarity is gained through prolonged practice, the meditation should be continued without distraction. Seeing selflessness but once is not enough. You should make effort to maintain the momentum of understanding. The meditation on special insight is developed by force of analytical wisdom, and by the power of such analysis, mental and physical ecstasy will be generated. As discussed before in the context of calm abiding meditation, the practitioner should be aware of the interfering forces, such as mental excitement and dullness. When these impediments obstruct your meditation, you should apply the necessary antidotes. In this respect, Kamala Shila clearly states that when the mind is distracted by external objects as a result of desire, you should meditate on repulsive aspects of the object and on impermanence. When the practitioner's mind, under the sway of mental torpor and sleep, lacks clarity, he or she should meditate on supremely delightful objects, such as an image of the Buddha. By applying such antidotes, interfering forces will be pacified and your meditation enhanced.